With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Thomas Edison once said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. In business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. This week, we're talking all about networking and sharing resources. If you have a fantastic story about how your business is partnering, we want to hear it. Call us at 312-642-5600. This week, we will be joined by guests Dean Klassman, Bruce Leon, Paul Miller, and Zach Kubik. And I'll be sharing some tech tips for office managers at the end of the show. Once again, it's a live show. We want to hear how you are partnering with your neighbors, your colleagues, your friends in business. We want to hear those success stories. Call us at 312-642-5600. And I want to invite you to join me at my annual B2B networking holiday party. It's taking place on December 23rd in Glenview. You can find out more and once again download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomklein.com. Now, thrilled to be joined here in studio with Dean Klassman, who is a man of many hats, but a man who I've learned a thing or two about networking. Dean, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Shalom. Thank you.
Of course. So, Dean, I want to hear a little bit about what you do. But first, let's talk a little bit about those three very important letters, TNG. What does TNG mean to you?
Okay, it was 23 years ago, we started with myself and five other friends of mine, and we started a group called the Networking Group. That's what it stands for. So it's the Networking Group. We've been around for 23 years. We started out with six, and now we have over 120 different businesses.
It's amazing. I hear the success stories. There's probably not a week that goes by that I don't hear the success story being formed from the Networking Group. And it's really just a fantastic resource for the community, fantastic resource for businesses, fantastic resource for professionals. But I hear some of the success stories. Do you have any really amazing stories you want to share with us?
Well, we've evolved into really we call it a pay it forward. We're all about giving. And that's what the whole concept of our group is about, giving. And, I've been in other groups, and there's a lot of what we call takers out there. But our group is really about giving. And we have what we call in-between successes. Not only do we network, but we try to help people get jobs, very similar to you, Shalom. And we also give to different charities. Every month we pick a different charity, and we all throw in, some people throw in 10, some people throw in 30, and we usually raise between another $1,000 to $1,400 a month. We just give that to different charities. But during our meetings, we just network a ton.
And you're talking about some pretty influential people that are getting together, just dedicated to getting together and networking. And as you said, paying it forward. You've got some small businesses. You've got some businesses that have really built up, and everybody is sort of at that same level. Everybody's paying it forward and helping each other, to become that next business success story, which is really, really cool. So again, pay it forward is something we talk a lot about here on the show. What does it mean to you? How can a small business owner pay it forward when they're networking? What does that mean practically at a coffee meeting?
Well, I mean, one of my favorite quotes is from Winston Churchill. And what he says is, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life about what we give. So the concept that we try to endorse is give first. Always have your antennas up looking for other people. So when we do power networking, we're always looking for ways to help the other people. We have one-on-one meetings, but we also have other functions, and it's all about giving other people business, because once you help other people get business, you're bound to get a ton of business back.
Become known as a connector, and people will want to connect to you. I believe that. I've seen it firsthand.
Yes.
And you exemplify that. Dean, you're in the business of financial planning. You're involved in a lot of projects in the community. Tell us about tell us a little bit about your work professionally.
Well, I've again, using networking, we try to have a little coin that people can remember us by. So my parents always wanted me to be a doctor, so I call myself the insurance doctor, and my little theme is I try to take the pain of getting people involved in group health insurance, life insurance, disability insurance. But one of my other passions besides networking is I work in the special needs community. I do a thing which I started about 15 years ago through an organization called Keshet, called Buddy Baseball. And that's where we take children and adults with special needs, and then we pair them up with other children and adults. It's a very cool experience.
It is cool. I mean, the season's over, but mark your calendars for the 2015 Keshet Buddy Baseball season, because it's something like nothing else. It's just an amazing, amazing experience to see adults, teenagers, helping a special needs child or young adult, you know, bat and run the bases. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. And it's yet another way that you're doing to, again, pay it forward, which is cool. And, Dean, when I saw you the other week, you mentioned something really interesting. That did I hear you correctly that there are other communities that are trying to replicate that same model of Buddy Baseball?
I'm very proud to say that my daughter and son-in-law started through our work. My daughter's been with me for 15 years, and my son and my wife. And my daughter's starting a Buddy Baseball program in Beverly Hills,
amazing.
California, which is very cool. Again, paying it forward, which is very cool.
Just amazing. So let's talk networking. Let's talk about sharing resources. Once again, if people have a success story, we want to hear it. We want to get those phone calls, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Tell us how your business is sharing resources. Tell us how your business is connecting. But Dean, do you have any tips or advice for professionals that are out there in networking? A lot of us go to a lot of events. A lot of us go to a lot of meetings.
Sure.
You know, is there a recipe for success?
Well, if you could think about helping the other person first, like one of my favorite icebreaking questions is when you meet someone is don't think about what you're going to get from them. Think about how you're going to help them. And one of my favorite questions that I ask is how can I know if someone I'm talking to is a good prospect for you? Again, always thinking about the other person, because if you go in there with the idea of being a taker and seeing, giving your business cards to as many people, gather as many business cards as you can, but learn as much as you can about the other people and always thinking about how you can help that person. Because if that person's not going to give you, I believe in karma, and I believe in what goes around comes around, and the more people you can help, it'll come back to you.
Playing devil's advocate, a lot of people would say that you're spending all this time networking for everybody else. How do you make a living doing that? How does that work?
No, I do make a living by helping people in my business, obviously. But I find that if you help people in the community, it just comes back to you.
And Dean, we have a question from James. James wants to know a little bit more about that paid forward model. James, welcome to Get Down to Business. James, are you on the line with us? I don't know if we still have James. Are you there?
I'm here.
James, what's your question for Dean Klassman?
Yes. Dean, you mentioned takers, and I've run into that a lot when I've been networking and people who just want nothing but leads from you and never reciprocate. How do you work with them, or how do you handle that situation?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, there are a lot of takers, but what I found that if you go and help as many people, getting back to helping the other people is very important. Now, you might not want to have a second meeting with that person. And one other area that I like to do based on my background is I like to get people's birthdays. And if you find someone who's not a taker that you want to build a relationship with, then you get their birthday or figure out some hook to keep in touch with them. Because remember, the golden rule is with networking is all things being equal, people like to do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust.
That's how it works. Thanks, James, for the call. Dean, any advice for folks? There are still a lot of people out there in transition. How can people in transition, you've worked with a lot of these folks, how can they network their way into a job?
Well, in my opinion, you have to treat networking for a job as you're networking for business. So you got to, my favorite expression is circulate to percolate. You got to go to as many events as possible. I welcome any of your listeners to come to my networking group, our networking group. We meet the first Thursday of the month. You're allowed to come in. There's no charge, and you pass your resumes out. But to go, and there's a lot of great people that you could that want to help. Shalom, you're a great resource. Your organization is unbelievable. What you've started is just blows me away as far as how many people you try to help get jobs. But again, I would have a game plan. You have to have game. You have to be prepared, and you have to be ready at every meeting to, and make sure your resume's up to date.
Oh, of course. And Dean, great advice. Once again, we're talking with Dean Klassman of the networking group, the Pay It Forward, the Buddy Baseball, of so many fames, and you're just doing some fantastic work. Dean, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me at my work at 847-454-0660, or they can reach out at my email at dean@klassman.com.
Once again, we're talking with Dean Klassman. Great advice. And if you want to get in touch with Dean, once again, we're going to be posting this interview on our website, shalomkline.com, and making sure that continue sharing your networking tips and advice. We'll have you back on to continue that discussion about Paid Forward. After these quick few announcements, we're going to be talking with Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. You won't want to miss this interview. We're all about sharing your resources, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. The Edens inbound is clear. Edens outbound running 21 minutes from the junction up to Lake Cook. Junction up to Toohey is your delay. Inbound on the Kennedy stop-and-go junction to downtown, O'Hare to downtown, 32 minutes in from the junction is 21. Kennedy outbound between Armitage and the junction, then the junction out to the O'Hare extension is going to be your stop-and-go delays. Downtown to the junction, 20 minutes in the locals, 18 in the express, and 42 out to the airport. Eisenhower inbound slow 17th to 1st, then Ashland in downtown, Thorndale to the post office 31 minutes, in from Mannheim is 18. Eisenhower outbound between Ogden and Des Plaines is going to be stop-and-go. Old post office to Mannheim, 40 minutes out to Thorndale is 53. It is currently 53 degrees in Chicago with cloudy and rainy skies. Expected to go down to 46 tonight with continued rain. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, Amy, bend over. Here comes the presidential pen. I hope it doesn't hurt too much.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
Excuse me?
The president has decided to go ahead unilaterally regarding immigration. 4.5 million people will be granted amnesty.
Well, regardless of an executive action, they're still coming anyway. It doesn't matter.
It's time to rethink how we automatically grant U.S. citizenship to anybody born here. That's an uncomfortable subject, but it's worth talking about.
Wake up with John and Amy. Mornings, now starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Have you ever seen what really goes on in your caterer's or favorite restaurant's kitchen? What does the kitchen look like? How big is the operation? And maybe most importantly, who's cooking my meal? When you cater with Tasty Catering, you get more than quality food and event planning. You get an invitation to see what goes on throughout our entire building, including our kitchen. We call it our open kitchen door policy. Come see for yourself why we are so proud of what we do, and gain the peace of mind that comes with knowing the who's, the what's, the where's, and the how's of the way we prepare your food. Visit TastyCatering.com for more information, or contact a Tasty Catering sales representative and set up a time to come meet with us at our home. You can't put a price on peace of mind, but if you had to, all it takes is one visit. Call 847-593-2000, 847-593-2000, or start your visit through our open doors at TastyCatering.com.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, all about jobs, and all about entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Just before the break, we heard from Dean Klassman, who talked to us all about what it means to network, what it means to really network and pay it forward. And pay it forward is something that we care a lot about here on the show. I sit in meetings all day long, sit in a lot of conversations, talk to a lot of people all day long, people looking for work. And I can tell you the difference that you can really tell when somebody wants to help somebody else and when somebody is just out there for themselves. And honestly, with the day is only 24 hours long, and there's only a certain number of meetings that you could actually sit in. There's only a certain number of conversations that you could talk to. And it's really awesome when you're able to sit down and talk to somebody that really cares. And one of those people that really cares is Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. Bruce Leon, you've heard from him in the past on the show. He's achieved some success in business, but he certainly has not forgotten where his business started from, and he's all about Pay It Forward. Bruce, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Good evening, Shalom. How's our connection tonight?
Connection's pretty good. I know you're stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere on the highway, so I'm glad we're able to connect.
Absolutely. As you know, we try to get people on in studio or live landlines, but hopefully the cell phone will work for us tonight.
It's working so far so good. So, Bruce, let's just continue this conversation about sharing resources, because I think that's something you've done really, really well. That's actually something you help businesses with by partnering with a provider like Tandem HR. A lot of companies are able to get the resources that they need for their business, but you're doing it for other businesses as well. What did you think about what Dean Klassman had to say about paying it forward and sharing resources?
Yeah, I love what Dean said, and I'd like to take it a little bit further because I'm a little bit inspired today as a CEO of a growing business myself. I've actually started today in Madison, Wisconsin, speaking to almost 100 entrepreneurs or soon-to-be entrepreneurs, and I finished tonight with a great group of Russian Jewish Americans who are all entrepreneurs, and they're hungry to get started. And I think as a business owner, it's part of our job is to get out there and work with aspiring entrepreneurs and to encourage them, give them some advice. This particular group is called Rage, and they do a J-Life, and they do an amazing, great job. And so part of my giving back is working with the other soon-to-be entrepreneurs.
That's really, really inspiring. As you said, I'll use that word again, and really cool. But one of the things that I'm really fascinated by what you have done is building a network, not just obviously in growing your company as far as finding talent, which we've talked about on the show in the past, but also finding good strategic partners. Do you think that there's a recipe for success in how to find good companies to work with for your business or for any other business owner that's listening to the show?
So I think that's a great question, and that is probably one of the number one questions that businesses are facing today. I had the privilege of being part of a symposium to talk about strategic relationships. We call them strategic vendor relationships. We don't even like to call them vendor. We often call them partnerships. You know, when you look at some of the most successful partnerships today, things like Dell and Microsoft, you know, companies today just want to focus on their core, but they can't survive without having good partners through the other aspects. So, for instance, in our business, we need to have a great 401k company. We need to have a great health insurance company like Humana. We need to have a great payroll company like HRP. So we look at our vendors not as vendors, but we look at them as almost like a joint venture partner. And I think today in business, your success is going to be developed by how well you can develop good people to work around and focus on your core and not try to do everything yourself. So, for instance, I know over the last few months you've had some wonderful people that do IT consulting. It's a classic example of how many companies spend way too much money trying to develop their own IT infrastructure when they could just partner with a company that's their core business and let them run your IT for you.
There's no question. It allows businesses to not only do a better job at what they do, but really to grow. And that's the dream of every business owner. And it's something that that you've done well with Tandem in identifying some key strategic partners, whether it's in HR, payroll, as you said, the insurance, a lot of key strategic partners, which is key. So talking about Tandem, what's the latest and greatest in the world of Tandem HR?
Well, Sean, we'd be hard-pressed not to talk about the big news of the week, which certainly the president came out with an immigration statement. This is a big concern in the world today. Chicago, undoubtedly, while we are building a big high-tech infrastructure, we still have our manufacturing. We're still dependent on getting quality, hardworking, a growing base of new employees coming from all over. And I think that we need to find a solution to this immigration problem. I can only tell you that so many companies today are worried and are struggling with workers that they're not sure if their papers are all in order, and people that have been in this country for 20, 30 years as children. So we need to come up, figure this thing out, and business owners want this solved quickly. You know, if you're in the restaurant business, if you're in any kind of manufacturing, things like nursing homes, janitorial, these are areas that specifically, you know, you need a good flow of hardworking. And this is really what this country was built on, right? We're a country of immigrants who have worked hard, and anything is possible. And I think we've just been playing political football with it too long. And for me, it's not really a question of what side you're on. I'm just on the business side. I want to get it solved so we can move forward. And I think there was a beginning to that this week.
It's a fascinating discussion, and there's obviously on every issue, there's two sides. And as you said, we're a country of immigrants, and there's no question that the issue needed to be dealt with. What's fascinating is obviously the approach that the president took in doing an executive order. And I honestly, from Bruce, from your perspective, about healthcare and things like that, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the president's executive order does not entitle immigrants that are in this country to jump into the exchanges and all the Obamacare, systems that have been set up. Is that correct?
So again, you're touching on the second biggest topic of the day we're living in, which is the ACA or quotation marked Obamacare. I still don't want to give it a label of anything derogatory, although that's what the president himself refers to as. So I think we're okay. The situation, Tom, is that if there's an immigrant here who's been here for 20 years and gets sick and goes to the hospital, you know, he's going to get treated whether he paid insurance premiums or not. So from my perspective, we have to come up with a way to make it financially worthwhile on both sides. Certainly, you know, they have to be legal and paying into the system tax-wise in order for us to talk about subsidies and so on. But at the end of the day, we want to cover workers. We want anybody who's working hard, who's putting in a 40, 50-hour day in America, deserves to be covered like any other employee. So, you know, I'm all in favor of getting these things settled out, figuring out the answer. I think smart people could lock themselves in a room, show them, and they could figure this thing out. And that's really what businesses are all about today. They understand there's politics, and a democracy has discussion. But at the end of the day, businesses just want there to be a solution. The worst thing for businesses is not knowing, is not doing anything.
That's for sure. Unknown. That's for sure. And after the break, we're going to continue that discussion with Paul Miller, who's going to give us a quick legislative update of what's going on in Springfield with the veto session and what's going to happen in Washington with a turnover of the Senate. It's going to be under Republican control, but there's no question these issues need to be dealt with. Before I get to you to share your contact information, I check the Tandem HR social media pages all the time. I actually just saw the other day there were some coaching tips that are posted on the Tandem HR Twitter feed. So check out twitter.com/TandemHR and the same page, facebook.com/TandemHR. Lots of great tips and advice regarding HR, insurance, and many of the things that we talked about with Bruce Leon of Tandem HR today. So again, check out social media, facebook.com/TandemHR, twitter.com/TandemHR. And Bruce, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, there's going to be plenty of commercials that tell us how to get a hold of them. So I want to just say, everybody, this week is coming up Thanksgiving. I want to tell everybody that we're thankful that we live in a great country. We're thankful that people listen to this great radio show. We're thankful for Sean Klein for doing such a great job for us. And I think it's a good time for us to take this week. It's a great opportunity for everybody to think of all the good things we have, the opportunities we have in this country and in the city of Chicago. And let's try to make this a great place to do business.
That right on theme. That's right. We just heard from Dean Klassman about paying it forward. And that's where Bruce is saying, let's be thankful. Let's pay it forward. Let's help somebody else. This week, think about it. Help somebody else. And if you have an idea of something that your business is doing, again, to share resources, to pay it forward, we want to hear about it on the show, 312-642-5600. Once again, many thanks to our good friend, Bruce Leon of Tandem HR, for all that you're doing. Our resource, our solution center, tandemhr.com, 630-928-0000. 800-516-0510. You're listening to Get Down to Business. After the break, we're talking with Paul Miller.
Winter stinks. Snow, ice, freezing temperatures, more snow. Escape from Chicago's endless winter and join John Howell and Amy Jacobson in Los Cabos, Mexico. You'll stay at the Secrets Puerto Los Cabos Resort. It's an all-inclusive, all-suite, adults-only resort that's less than a year old. Last year, this trip sold out. So don't wait to book your escape to Cabo with John and Amy and Apple Vacations. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword escape and escape to Cabo.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. The grand jury deciding whether Ferguson, Missouri police officer Darren Wilson should be charged with killing Michael Brown won't reconvene till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the president cautions protesters.
This is a country that allows everybody to express their views, but using any event as an excuse for violence is contrary to rule of law and contrary to who we are.
President Obama, courtesy ABC's This Week, the president's also defending his actions on immigration.
The president is shrugging off criticism from Republicans for using his executive power to grant amnesty to some 5 million illegal immigrants. President Obama speaking on ABC's This Week.
Every president, Democrat and Republican, over decades has done the same thing.
Some Republican lawmakers say the president has overstepped his authority.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman taking a look at traffic. Eaton's inbound is clear at 19 minutes, 21 minutes on the outbound side, with your delay being between the junction and TUI. Kennedy inbound between Costner and downtown is going to be slow here to downtown. 29 minutes in from the junction is 19 on the outbound side of the Kennedy Diversity to the junction and the junction out to Harlem. Downtown to the junction, 18 in the locals, 15 in the express, and 39 minutes out to the airport. Eisenhower inbound between Racine and the Burn Circle interchange is going to be slowing down a little bit. Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes in from Mannheim is 17. On the outbound side of the Eisenhower, your stop and go Damon to Des Plaines. Old post office in Mannheim is 38. Out to Thorndale is 51. It is currently 53 degrees under cloudy skies, going down to a low of 46 tonight with continued rain. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-514-4933. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-514-4933. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-4933. 1-800-514-4933.
Immigration, minimum wage, a lot of decisions have to be made over the next few months, and elections just happened, and hopefully you got out there and you voted to, again, to make your voice heard. That's why we're talking with Paul Miller of the Pauley Group, who's always a great resource around these legislative updates. Paul, thanks for joining us again on Get Down to Business.
Hey, glad to be here, my friend. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. I mean, watching with bated breath with regarding the issues facing our state and our country. We've got a veto session going on in Springfield, a new governor about to take office. We've got Republicans about to take over the Senate in Washington. Paulie, what's your take on all this?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, usually after an election, you have this honeymoon period. I'm sure it's something that, you know, your listeners are familiar with. You know, everyone kind of gets along for a little while. We all sing Kumbaya and all that. No, not this time around. None of that happened, of course. I guess let's start with the state of Illinois. Obviously, the big win by Bruce Rauner. But what Rauner has to contend with right now is the fact that Speaker Madigan did not lose any seats in the House. So both the Speaker as well as Senate President Cullerton have veto-proof majorities. So right now, Governor Rauner, or I should say Governor-elect Rauner, legislation that he signs in, can be vetoed by the House or the Senate, depending on the legislation. So he's going to have to find ways to work with the Senate leader, as well as obviously the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, who really still is the most powerful figure in the House, or I should say in the state. But and there's a lot that is now coming down. I mean, before we even get into minimum wage, the first thing that's going to even be more pressing is the fact that on Friday, the courts nullified the pension reform bill. So right now, a Sangamon County Circuit Court judge said that the law that was passed in almost a year ago, I think it was December of last year, to help put maybe pension reform on the right track, is going to be null and void at the moment because it apparently was unconstitutional. Attorney General Lisa Madigan is going to have that appeal fast-tracked, and it will be going to the state Supreme Court probably sooner than later. So that's one thing that's a huge, huge financial burden that they're going to have to deal with. Are they going to have to come up with a new bill? Is this bill going to, that's in current form, going to ultimately be approved by the Supreme Court?
I just want to jump in, and I think that Governor-elect Rauner, I think, will work well. That's my take. I think he will work well with the legislative leaders, Democrats, even though not of the same party. I think that for the most part, and I've said this to a lot of my friends, Speaker Madigan is a moderate Democrat. And where Governor Quinn was a more liberal, a more progressive Democrat, I think that Madigan and Rauner actually will see eye to eye on more things than most people will expect. And I think that they will actually pass bills.
Well, I think what you're going to see is the fact that Speaker Madigan is not a far-left Democrat at all. He is what a term that's been described him over the years, that he's a business Democrat. The problem is, and you know, you and I may not agree on this, is that the Speaker is more about power than anything else. Mm-hmm. And you can't argue that he's been doing for the past, you know, decades, it hasn't worked. The state is in absolute economic shambles. What we have to hope is that he'll see the light. He'll see a guy like Governor-elect Rauner, who, let's face it, has had immense success as a businessman, as a leader for creating jobs. Can the two of them put power aside and put together the notion of we got to fix Illinois?
I sure hope so. Paul, I want to save we've got about 2 minutes remaining. I want to hear a little bit more about what's going on in Washington.
Well, obviously, you know, as you were talking earlier about the immigration bill, that's the first thing. That's going to be on everyone's mind and still going to be dominating conversations, my guess, really, probably till the end of the year and even past the new year. The question is what the president doing, is it legal? It's something that I think the courts will eventually be hearing. He's going to be taken to court on it. It has the decision he's made regarding immigration. Does it have legal standing? The president right now is saying that other presidents have done that. Well, that's not exactly correct. What other presidents have done is they have followed the lead of Congress. The president here has not done this. He keeps saying that the Congress needs to do something, needs to create a bill. But what he's not telling you also is the fact that every time Congress for the past so many years has been putting bills together, they fall dead in the Senate. Speaker Harry Reid, or I should say, Senate Leader Speaker Harry Reid, or Speaker House Leader Reid, excuse me there, House Leader Reid has always let these bills die. So, you know, there, as you like to say, there's two sides to every issue.
There sure are. Paulie,
dominating the conversation.
Paulie, the big question is, Republicans now in the leadership of the House and the Senate. Last time that happened, it didn't work out very well. They lost it, perhaps because they weren't able to find again that way to collaborate and that way to work together. One second answer. Do you think it's going to work?
No.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, you're being honest. We got 2 years. We got a Democratic president. We've got Republicans in the leadership of the House and the Senate. We've got presidential elections that, for all practical purposes, have already started, and it's going to be fascinating to see. Always, always a pleasure talking with Paul Miller. Paul, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about the work that you're doing?
PauliGroup.com, PauliGroup.com.
Be sure, get in touch with Paulie. He's a treasure chest of information. And as always, we want to check in with you over the next few weeks to see how things are going. See if your predictions hold true. Once again, we're talking with Get Down to Business. We're going to be talking with Zach Kubek of Wave. Keep listening.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman taking a look at traffic. Right now on the Eatons inbound, you are clear on the Eatons outbound. Slow junction up to Toohey. Junction up to Lake Cook is 21 minutes. On the Kennedy inbound between Fullerton and downtown, you're going to be slow. Here to downtown, 25 minutes and 15 minutes in from the junction. Outbound side of the Kennedy, stop and go Kimball to the junction, then junction out to Harlem. Downtown to the junction is going to be about 15 minutes. In the express lanes, it'll be 14. Out to the airport, 36 minutes. Eisenhower inbound between Racine and downtown is going to be slow. Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes. In from Mannheim is 17. Eisenhower outbound between Sacramento and Des Plaines is going to be stop and go. 32 to Mannheim and 45 out to Thorndale. It is currently 53 degrees under cloudy skies, going down to 46 tonight with continued rain. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
The Johnson family had a savings account until their furnace died. The Martins had a vacation fund before their water heater quit. The Baileys have no money, and their refrigerator just broke. The truth is, it can only take one home appliance repair to bust your piggy bank. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-479-6961. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? Your heating, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a service fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let American Home Shield pay covered repairs for you. If you're sick of spending your hard-earned money on repairs, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-479-6961. That's 1-800-479-6961.
As I've said several times during the show today, we're all about trying to share resources, trying to share the information about paying it forward, helping businesses grow, not just by focusing on themselves, but actually trying to get to the next level by partnering wherever possible. That's why we have Zach Kubek of Wave on the phone with us. Zach, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Hi, Shalom. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. So, Zach, let's start. If you don't mind, tell me a little bit about the company that you're with, Wave.
Absolutely. So Wave is a value-added distributor right out of Aurora, Illinois, and I've been in business since about 1990. Norm Dumbroff is our president and CEO, and we are a value-added distributor of a variety of technologies, so networking and wireless LAN equipment. We also focus on wireless broadband equipment as well. Some of the vendors you may recognize as vendors we represent are Ruckus, Cambium Networks, Ubiquiti, Hewlett-Packard, as well as Huawei. So all in all, we represent about 40 different product lines, and we're truly a business-to-business distributor. We sell to resellers and integrators, and those folks bundle hardware solutions with services that we offer and sell to education, K-12, higher ed, also sell into hospitality, and also we work with a lot of WISPs who focus on rural broadband initiatives.
So, Zach, as the VP of Sales and Marketing, are most of your clients here in the Chicagoland area, or are you on the road a great deal?
You know, we're fairly spread out. We do have clients in the Chicagoland area, but we've got a lot of clients out in the East and West Coast. We also have a footprint up in Canada as well, so we serve all of North America.
Wow, interesting. And the theme of this week is all about sharing resources, and that's something that you guys probably know a thing or two about it from the companies that you mentioned, HP, Hewlett-Packard, a bunch of those companies that size. I mean, it's all about relationships, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, a big soundbite I'm always telling the team here at Wave and things that are echoed down from the president down to the company is leverage your network. You know, there are many things in the world that we have access to, such as LinkedIn and a variety of resources we have, like Tandem HR, and we're members of Vistage as well. And we're all about leveraging our network, leveraging the recognizing the strengths that our organization brings to the table, and recognizing the strengths of others, and how do we go about a selling environment together and work together as sharing our resources and working with our clients to make sure everyone is well taken care of.
So let me get at something over here. So the decision maker at some of your clients, the folks that are making the decision to work with you, you mentioned hospitality and a number of other industries. What's their title typically?
You know, typically it's going to vary. You know, we work with a lot of integrators that, it's very interesting. Some of our customers are 4 to 5 people in size, but they're doing 7, 8 figures in business annually with a lot of these vendors that I've mentioned previously.
Interesting.
In addition to that, on the other side, we have customers that have 500 plus employees, and your typical decision maker within those integrators is going to be your purchasing agent, your CIO. But like I said, we're all across the spectrum of very small integrators who do quite a bit of business, all the way up to very, very large size integrators and WISPs.
Interesting. And actually, I have Bruce Leon of Tandem HR here in studio. Bruce had a quick question for you, actually.
Zach, how you doing? Bruce Leon here. You know, we've worked with Wave, and Wave is such a great company. Zach, I know you're building your sales force, you're building your company. What do you look for in great salesmen, and how do you go about building your sales force?
You know, currently, we're talking about sharing resources and things like that. I'd be remiss in not mentioning a company that we leverage called Culture Index. They're all about putting people first. And if you've ever gone through a Myers-Briggs or ever gone through any of those types of personality tests, if you will. Culture Index does that for us. So what we're looking for, that software helps us find candidates who are entrepreneurial in spirit, are aggressive, and really we, in developing salespeople within Wave, and when we look to hire, we actually believe that you can teach technology, you can teach all the products that we offer, but salesmanship and entrepreneurial spirit, that's purely nature and not nurture. That's built in. You can't teach that. So we leverage resources like yourselves at Tandem HR for recruiting new partners. We put people through that Culture Index server like I discussed. But we'll also look for people that are on LinkedIn that may be not looking for jobs necessarily and trying to find folks that way. So we leverage a few areas in trying to find new talent and develop the organization.
As your CEO, Norm, said, leverage your network. That's what it's all about. That's how you share resources. That's how you find good people. That's how I've built my network. I know Bruce is sitting here and he's nodding and he's saying that's how he's built his as well. That's what we all do. It's all about paying it forward. And as Bruce Leon of Tandem HR said just a few minutes ago, it's Thanksgiving this week, and it's an opportunity to say thanks to your business contacts. And I've mentioned that several times, you know, say thank you, be grateful for everything that all the great things that have happened to business over the past year, and get ready for 2015. Once again, we're talking with Zach Kubek of Wave. Zach, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about the work that Wave does and talk a little bit more about key strategic partnerships?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is waveonline.com. We spell Wave without an E, so WAVONLINE.com. Our phone number is 800-678-2419. And you can always hit me up personally on my email at zachh@waveonline.com or my direct line, 630-818-1003.
Once again, Wave is at waveonline.com without an E. After the break, as promised, I'm going to be sharing some nine time-saving tech tips that will be great for your office. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to Get Down to Business. What a great segment. What a great bit of advice from Zach Kubek.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Too many Americans are living without dental insurance, which means they might not be getting even the most basic care for their families. After all, a simple cleaning can cost $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost hundreds more. That's why at Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, we're proud to offer dental coverage that Americans can afford for less than a dollar a day, with the freedom to choose any dentist you want and never pay a deductible. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies no matter what, even for folks on Medicare. We're on a mission to help provide Americans with good dental insurance. So please, if you don't have coverage, call 1-800-300-9802 for all the details. That's 1-800-300-9802 to receive a free information kit directly by mail. 1-800-300-9802.
And you can find out about all my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Office managers are constantly pressed for time and looking for time management answers. The sad fact is most time-saving secrets are the best practices you've been hearing about since the advent of paperclips. The trick is you have to try them out to discover whether they match your work style. Then you have to stick with them to gain the benefits. Here are nine time-saving tech tips recommended by office managers. Number one, this is an obvious one. Use the standby or hibernate feature on your PC instead of shutting it down when you step away for a short time. You'll actually be able to resume your work much faster than from a cold start. Find urgent computer files faster by starting file names with numbers. That ensures that the system will list them first among your files. Become a hero to staff members who know only the basic functions of your voicemail system and other machines by learning the shortcuts and most useful and underused features and then teaching them. Create a simple checklist for common tasks, such as preparing your boss for a business trip. You'll run through the preparations faster and will be less likely to forget a step, even when you don't look at the list. Check out faster by using online vendors who store your payment information. Sheets, convenience stores, now accept MasterCard, PayPass, cards with radio chips that complete transactions when the user simply taps it on a terminal. For sales less than $25, customers don't have to sign a receipt. Organize the CEO or the boss's overflowing inbox by setting up inbox folders labeled Action, FYI, Read, and Personal. File messages into the folders. Your boss can first review the Action folder, then work his way through the rest. Put your browser on your taskbar. Right-click on the taskbar at the bottom of your screen. Select Toolbars and Address. Type in the URL you want, and you'll be able to open up that web page with one tap on the new taskbar item. Number eight, zoom back to the top of a long web page by hitting the home button above the arrow keys on your keyboard. And finally, build a cheat sheet. Briefly list the highlights at the front of a hefty file so someone viewing the contents for the first time can come to a speed quickly. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Gratitude is underdone in today's business world. Expressing gratitude, it is Thanksgiving this week after all, to business contacts and clients helps cultivate relationships that will lead to increased referrals. People like to refer others to business professionals who are friendly and appreciative. Thanking others at every appropriate opportunity will also help you stand out from the crowd. Once again, it's Thanksgiving this week. I want to wish our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. But remember to thank your clients, thank your employees, thank everybody who you've worked with. People really appreciate that appreciation. It really makes a big difference. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Once again, Chris Everett at 708-771-7777. And Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or you can call 630-928-0510. Once again, Tandem HR, 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@TandemHR.com. And I mentioned earlier in the show, but on December 23rd, you and all of your friends, all of your colleagues are invited to my business holiday party. It's taking place in Glenview, and you can find out more information about that event on December 23rd in the evening. It happens to be the fifth night of Hanukkah, and it's right before the Christmas holidays, December 23rd at the Midwest Palliative Care Center in Glenview. Find out all the information on my website, shalomkline.com. On that website, you can also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. We talked a lot about sharing resources. We started with Dean Klassman. We spoke with Bruce Leon. We spoke with Paul Miller about legislative updates. And finally, we spoke with Zach Kubek of Wave. Lots of resources, but remember, the key point that came out of today is about paying it forward. And what does paying it forward mean? It means thinking of others, finding ways to connect the dots, finding ways to think about the person that you're meeting with, thinking about how you can help them. And I guarantee you, if you'll become known as a connector, and people will want to connect you. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business, powered by Tandem HR. Tune in next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. to success. Let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years...